Hello and welcome to Ask the Kabbalist. With me as usual is Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lightman. You can send your questions to the show at any time by going to tv.kabbalah.info, and there you'll find our Ask the Kabbalist page where you can submit video questions, audio questions, text questions, and we'll be happy to answer your questions here. So let's begin right away with our first video question. This is coming from Sonia from El Paso, Texas. Let's watch the question.
My name is Sonia Palfanier, and I live in El Paso, Texas. I would like to ask the Kabbalist a question about crossing the barrier. I know in days past individuals crossed over. I'm wondering in our present day if individuals can still cross the barrier, or if we must wait for the entire soul to correct and all cross together into spirituality. If an individual still can cross over today, approximately how many years of study should it take for that to happen? Thank you.
It's a very non-simple question. Clearly, we're in a time called the whole redemption. Whole redemption meaning that all the people in the world have to achieve godliness, to cross the barrier, to feel the spiritual world, to feel the part of reality which is hidden from us. It has to reveal here and now before everyone. It depends on the quantity and quality of people that come to this and want to break through the barrier. It's no longer up to the power of a particular individual as before in previous generations. Whole redemption, it means that only a big group, strong in intensity, can break through the barrier, and not particular individuals, like in past days where there was the student next to his teacher. And thus, about our times, we can't exactly say what's going on. According to what we see now, the results are such that many people from all over the world are starting now to accumulate into one big group. This group is accumulating power. And I hope that really in a year or maximum 2 years, from what I see, from what I observe, then most of the group or all of the group in its different forms, but nonetheless will cross the barrier, and this will be collectively and not like Kabbalists did in previous generations. This is the direction that we see. This is what we understand from what's happening to us now in our generation, and also from what we can understand from Kabbalists and also the prophets, because all the prophets wrote for our times. Thus, to say that it has to take 3 to 5 years, or 10, or half a year, I can't say. It seems to me, nonetheless, that a person who starts studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, nonetheless, it will take him a few years of study and participating in a group. But it seems to me that the times are getting shorter. I'm saying, it seems to me so, I think so, because we're the first taking these steps, like Miss Sonia, who wants to cross the barrier, to ask about the barrier, and to engage in it all together. There was nothing like that in the past in the world. This is only in the recent 20, 30 years, and thus we're truly the first pioneers paving the path. Thus, it's very hard for us to say what is the regularity that we're getting into through this entire process, because we're talking about the laws of nature here, like scientists that reveal a phenomenon for the very first time, and it's still not exactly researched nor understood.
Okay, let's leave the matter of time for a moment. How much time does it take for a person? Can you say that for sure an individual cannot cross alone to spirituality today? And it has to be a group of individuals?
I think so. Again, I think so. Because I see that I, who grew next to my teacher, and I was constantly next to him, I was a student and driver and a servant, everything. And I was next to him most of the day. And this is also how he treated me. Today, from all of my students, and there are those who really want it and are very close, and I work with them very closely and oftenly. Nonetheless, I don't have an inclination, an urge to choose one of them to be special, to be the student to whom I will pass on all that I have and invest in him in order for him to quickly cross the barrier and to be the leader. It doesn't happen.
Let me just to mention to our viewers, in case some of them don't know, that your teacher was Rabash, the son and successor of Bala Sulam, who was really the only true interpreter of the Book of Zohar. But I wanted to further ask about this. Okay, so we're saying that only a group can enter spirituality. If we think about this a little, can you see how this happens? Do you think it's... there are about 2 million people studying with us, at least those that we know of today. When you say a group, you mean 10 of them, 30, 40,
no,
1 million?
No, I mean all of them.
All of them together?
Yes, I mean really all of them. And moreover, the moment this group will break through into spirituality, will break the barrier, then all the rest of humanity will also approach it very sharply and will also feel that there's something here, and more people will also keep on approaching and going in. The problem, also as Bala Sulam and other Kabbalists tell us, also what I can tell from my own experience, the problem is the attainment of the very first degree.
Okay.
Later, it's already man's soul shall teach us, there are the clear, evident laws, there's a feeling. You already have to develop something that's already there. Whereas the attainment of the very first degree, it's to achieve, attain something that's not in you, that's so hard. Thus, I think that after our group will break through the barrier in one go and will cross it as a big group in quantity, it will be an example for the rest of humanity.
Okay, but if you can explain why the difference? I mean, in the past, it was individuals who could do it, and now only a group. Why? Would something changed in nature, in reality?
Of course, it changed. Throughout the exile, we see that the Kabbalists, they attained the wisdom of Kabbalah in a chain from one to the next, one by one. A teacher passed it on to a student. And he passed it on. Whereas, like in the times of Abraham, that a group came out of Babylon, the same as we have now, that we're coming out of the exile, I really hope that this has to happen quickly and to everyone. Actually, like it happened in Abraham's times, but it's very hard for us to speak about those times to understand how it happened. Thus, we today, too, are in this process, and to me it doesn't seem like a lengthy process as it seems to Miss Sonia, because we're merely the first opening this path, and there are many preparations that we have to make both for ourselves and also for those to follow. But whoever does this work, he enjoys it, he feels that he's doing something, that he's creating the new humanity.
Okay, let's move on to another question. This one is an audio question. It's coming from Beth from Ohio, and let's hear it.
Hello, this is Beth from Shaker Heights, Ohio. My question is, in your opinion, do men need more corrections than women, or vice versa? Thank you.
Yes, I think that a man has to exert himself much more than a woman, because a woman, she yearns more for spirituality. She has a greater deficiency. She feels herself more incomplete, deficient. And she even needs to provide that deficiency to the man and push him forwards towards spirituality. I see it also in so many women They have an aspiration, a desire to be in spirituality, to be a part of spirituality. They have a good desire. And men, they're very confused in life. They want money, honor, control, knowledge. A man finds satisfaction in a woman, in changing women. Women, nonetheless,
never satisfied.
Yes, although lately they're also businesswomen, and also, like men, they are engaged in all fields of life, but nonetheless, still, they have a yearning, an aspiration for something serious, constant, meaningful, more than men. And thus, I really hope that more and more women will come to the wisdom of Kabbalah and will really want to achieve it. And by this, will also push men towards this wisdom.
Let's move on to another question. This one is another audio question. It's coming from Enrique from Miami. Let's hear it.
My name is Enrique Flores from Miami, Florida. I was born in Ecuador, though. And my question will be basically regarding the point in the heart. I consider myself quite a young person. I'm only 23 years of age. But I was wondering if the point in the heart that I have now came to me quite early, or if it has anything to do with previous life experiences in which I already fulfilled all my desires and I'm now in the process of just, like, I already acquired everything that is there to acquire, and the only thing that I need right now is the spirituality. So I'm a little bit confused, because if not, maybe the point in the heart came to me quite early, and... Well, that would be good indeed, you know, but I just wanted to know that answer. Thank you very much.
I think it's really a non-question. A person is not responsible. He doesn't know about himself, why and what happens to him. He gets a certain desire, an awakening from above. And with that desire, he has to understand that if comes to him a question about exalted matters beyond his life, to know the secret of life, the essence of life, then of course it's much more important than getting confused in life like everyone does. Thus, first of all, it's preferable to scrutinize, what am I living for? What is the meaning of life? What's worthwhile living for? And then live. Otherwise, life will be without a result, without a cause, without some plan, and time will simply go by. Although you're only 23 now, and your whole life is ahead of you, but nonetheless, it's a shame to waste it.
You know, I think that Enrique's question is coming from some sort of a fear that if he's going to develop spiritually, he's going to lose something or he's going to not be able to enjoy his life. Is it true that someone who develops spiritually...
Undoubtedly, if he chooses spiritual development, then he won't develop in other fields of life. You can't do everything. I can't both be a painter and a musician and be a chess and a baseball player and everything, and it's all me, and also to be a scientist and a professor and also a Hollywood actor. I can't. We have to choose something in life. Each one chooses according to his maximum desire to the extent to which he can realize himself. And that's how he should decide. There's no coercion in spirituality. No one dictates to him what to do. Only what I recommend such a fellow as him is to get rid as much as possible from public opinion, from prejudice, from everything. Sit on your own and think. What's worthwhile doing in life? Don't listen to anyone, including me. No one. And maybe then, when you will discover why, what for, what is it worthwhile investing yourself in, you will be closer to the right answer.
I see what you're saying, but you know, this is a real, it's a problem, because even if we don't think about it, the human society is always pressuring us. It influences us, and I have all sorts of fears and shames, and it's very hard not to really dig into myself and do what I, you know, what's important to me. There's what's important to the society, and it always dictates what to do.
Therefore, if so, then you have to try and sort all the desires and choose the highest, best desire. So say, I won't regret that now I'm 60 or 70 and I won't regret taking that path. When I'm already old, even before I leave this life, what do I have as a result of having lots of money, or that I used to be young and I had a good time and everything? What do I have as a result? At the end of my days, what have I accomplished? That now I'm 23 and say I reached the age of 73. What's the difference in these 50 years in between the two? What would you want to accomplish? Follow that.
Okay, Enrique, I hope you'll be able to make the right choice for you.
But the wisdom of Kabbalah can nonetheless awaken in all his desires without forcing him and help him choose.
How?
That it can do. Because when he comes to Kabbalah and starts reading, he starts seeing life, the world, the perspective before him. And even is it worthwhile or not for him to start studying, it is not a wisdom that really pulls you in. There are many people who take a bit of interest and then leave, but it helps them later to better review their lives.
So even if I feel that I just want a little bit of, you know, a lesson here and there, or to even to watch this show, that
yes.
could be enough for me as well. And it still develops me.
Yes.
Okay. This is good to hear. Let's move on to another video question. This is about inner work. It is coming from San Francisco. Let's watch it.
Hi, my name is Ilan. I'm from San Francisco. My question is, how can I use Kabbalah to translate intention and motivation into action?
How through Kabbalah?
How do you turn the intention, which is something, you know, internal and maybe abstract, into an action? What could be an expression of let's say the right intention?
The implementation of the right intention in practice, it is by, with all my vast desire, and even much greater than I have today, but it's a desire in which I can swallow the entire universe and all the worlds, everything, including everything, including the upper force. I want to swallow everything, say, in my desire, and I invert this entire desire from reception to bestowal. And by this, I achieve the precise force counter to me that has created me, that sustains me, which is called the Creator. And when I invert myself this way into the very opposite, first of all, I enlarge my desire infinitely. And only then do I invert it into the opposite, from reception to bestowal. So I start to discover what's beyond this world, beyond this life. What is my root? And also, what am I required to do? And thus I can advance to a state where altogether I don't feel any difference between life and death. I feel two forms in life, both this world and also the spiritual world, simultaneously. And then nothing stands in my way of being eternal and whole.
It still sounds like you're talking about an action that is happening inside a person. I think maybe the question was about how do I do something with my hands and legs? You know, if I have good intentions, don't I have something to do with them in practice? Or this isn't...
No. What is there to do in practice? We have nothing to do in practice. We're the ego, the will to receive, and we have to invert it to the desire to bestow, and it's all our inner work. This inversion, this inner evolution of ours, and externally we have nothing to do, nothing. And the more actions we take externally, the more we destroy nature and the world and ecology and everything. Thus Kabbalah says that all the actions, all the corrections are inside a person in his attitude to the world, to life.
But even a Kabbalist like Baal HaSulam says that you do have to take care of the world, to help people who are needy, to...
It's true. If you see that there is still evil in the world, you first of all have to take care of the world, but how? First of all, you have to give people the method of correction, because eventually all the evil that is revealed in the world is revealed only because we're not in equivalence with nature, with godliness, that we're opposite to it. And thus by this we block the light from coming to the world and spreading here and fulfilling the whole world. And if we'll correct ourselves, then we'll give the light the ability to break through, fulfill the world, and then the world will not be lacking anything. So first of all, the correction, it has to be in correcting ourselves in accordance to the light, to be ourselves as pipes in order to bring the light. And that I disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the whole world, by this I actually give all of humanity the ability to achieve wholeness and eternity. And alongside with that, in the meantime, while all people are suffering, of course, if with my small powers I can bestow good to someone, then of course it's also I'm obliged to do so.
Okay, so first is basically giving people the opportunity to become corrected, and that's the problem with any
Only this way. First of all, there has to be the spiritual correction and then the corporeal correction. Because if we'll do the opposite, the way we're trying to do it today all over the world, look how much we're throwing away, handing out, and bestowing onto other people. Nothing good happens as a result.
Yeah, there's actually very interesting researches about it today showing that even a lot of the aid that was given to places like Africa and other places didn't really produce any good results. And people are wondering why.
It didn't. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we have to conclude and wrap up at this point. I want to thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. I want to thank you for sending all the questions, and you're invited again to send us more questions. You can submit video questions and audio text questions or text questions, and you do it by going to tv.kabbalah.info, and you can do it whenever you feel like. All the best.